Simon Tufton Bays, Simon Sif Bays, or Mishavura, Sif Kotten Yud Ches. So, Eina Ben Yomai. He shouldn't do milk of a kli and flesh of a kli together during Hagola unless one is not a Ben Yomai. That if both are even if both are bnei yirmon, so the chard should be a problem. But if you have shishim, so you're good. Now, but he has the kenech over here like this. The shishim keneged kli echad mehem. One kli, there's enough water that the mevatzel that kli the potential belia of that kli b'shishim. There isn't enough water to mevatel both of them b'shishim. And still, we say the oz pletosim in this battle, but how we command the lesson? Because we look at whatever that came out, that was bottle, because there's two different belias. One's a belia of boster, one's a belia of cholov. They both be the same belia. So you can't say, well, you ignore it's all the same. You're telling me about all the same belief, but each one's it's a different belief. So that belief is
about
them.
Talking about
milk. No, but the mechaber is saying that you shouldn't do a milchukah kli and a fleshukah kli when you're doing hagola. You shouldn't do a milchukah kli and a fleshukah kli hagola milchukah and a fleshukah kli at the same time, because besides your chometz issue, you now have a basar and cholav issue. So Mechaber said the solution is one of them is not a ben yarmai, you're okay. So Mishabur says, I have another solution, is there shishim kenega one of the kalim. So it comes out the milchuk of flavor is totally bottle. So now there's no basa b'chol because there's no milchuk of flavor. B'chol ze b'shayim ha-sashana u'ishum isa basa b'chol of. Avera pesa kadim shah series. He's all talking about when the issues are basa and chol of, so shishim is going to solve your problem. So the fact that they're both bnei yarmai doesn't bother me. Masha'en can acharkach once it's ready. This man is an erev pesach. So he said before, sorak lizoyer, because echad shlo yiv ben yarmai. Neither one can be ben yarmai. Or she yishishim kenegad kulam kanal b'sil katan yigimul. So we already said before, when you are kashering after this man iser, before in the night time. So then the hefter is either based on the fact that it's not a ben yarmai. So the flavor comes out, even though it goes back in, if it goes back in, is it not a ben yarmai? Or alternatively, there's shishim, so the flavor comes out, it's bottle of shishim. But if it's a ben yarmai, there's not shishim, so there's no sort of a not banat of hetera because it's after Zman Isra already, so there's no banat hetera. It's a ben yarmai, and there's no shishim, so of course it's going to be a problem. So the heter here we're talking about of saying, if you're careful, one's on a ben yarmai, but it means the other one could be a ben yarmai. That's only in the gaya before this man is. Then the Ramah came along and said, in the case of a kli of iser, it should not be a ben yarmai. Your test. Pirish. Avsham Agila Biatsmai. Here, this is not, the flavor is going to go from it to another kli. The problem is the flavor is going to go from itself to itself. There's no head of not bernat. The Tera, because it's Isser. If it's a ben yarmai, so either the head is going to be shishim, and that's it. I mean, the head, if it's ben yarmai, the only head is shishim, or the other eight is it shouldn't be ben yarmai. Yeshiz Urshal Yia ben yarmai. It shouldn't be 24 hours. More than 24 hours that should have passed in the time this it was used for Easter. Ashiya b'mayim shishim negdoi kadesh lo yeoser im yachzor yiv les pitosai. Or the shishim, this way we won't have a problem if it reabsorbs that which came out. Then it should be problematic either because both of a shishim or was not a ben yarmai. Therefore, the minhag is the Ramah says we never kasher a kli which is a ben yarmai. That's true. Bein mi baster the cholov. Whether dishes you want to kasher from milchuk to fleishigs, You can't kasher from milchus the fleshik. I mean, you had a fleshik cleavage, you came milchus by mistake. You want to make it fleshik again. Can't be a ben yomoy. Or mechom tzamatzo. Filo magilo levadoi, v'kadim shor chamishis. V'yeshishim. Even though this, it's only clear there, so it's not observing any other flavors. And it's before this month Isser, so it's not Isser. So it's not burned out of a teira. And there's shishim, still a minute, we only do it and not a binyamin. Why?
It's only what, not absorbing?
We have a minute not to do a binyamin.
It's only what, not absorbing other flavors?
It's by itself. You're only catching the kli by itself, but nothing else. So the concern of maybe it'll absorb the flavor from one kli to the other doesn't not relevant because it's only one kli. We don't do it. Mishum gzeir shem yago kli shall iser b'pachos mishishim because afraid he might do a kli of iser which is a ben yomoy and less than 60. The shem l'mahanele hagola calls man shu ben yomoy. There hagola will not work if it's a ben yomoy. Shechaz b'leih amim me hagola because it will absorb back the flavor back inside. Nefilah shulchanos, they would kasher their tables. So yishav sheif yofa, you should rub them down well. Yasha achra shiv shuf me'es le'es. Then after you rub them down, you should wait me'es le'es. Shall you ben yomim? The difference shouldn't be a ben yomim. So now, why exactly do we have to count 24 hours from the time you rubbed it down? Really, you should really count 24 hours from the last time, from the time it was used for hot chometz. Well, we're afraid maybe that happened. He wasn't aware of it, so we're more mad, more like by Pesach. Okay. Shal yibin yomim. V'yimin gavim yafim min hamayim atzanim. We have to make sure that all of the cooled off water has been dried thoroughly off of the surface of the table. We do not want a situation where the hot water which you're kashering with is going to be caused to be will be cooled by the cold water which is present there, and that has relevance. I think we spoke about this. We definitely did speak about it. That different than Tvilas Kelim, which you must have the total kli submerged in the water simultaneously. When it comes to kashering, you can really kasher an item piece by piece. But the problem you have to be aware of, if you kasher side A, you pull it out, and now the water runs from side A to side B. That water has cooled by sitting on the kli. And then you turn it around and you kasher side B, which has this water on it. That water will act as a way to cool off the other water. So, we said anyway, but that's not such a problem because you leave it in the kli. We'll see later on. What we do is we take this kli, we submerge it. It's quite hot. It has this liquid sitting on it. So we get very nervous about this idea of possibly reabsorbing. So what we do is you're supposed to immediately put it under cold water and wash off that hot water. So that's our minute, because when we kasher a kli, immediately after you kasher a kli, you run under cold water to remove any remnants of that hot water shouldn't be absorbed in. Okay, now you have a cold water sitting there. You don't want to put that cold water and move to the other side of the kli, which hasn't been kashered yet. Now you kasher the other side of the kli with cold water on it, so you have this problem. So you should dry it before you kasher the second half.
What's the problem with the hot water? You're saying because it'll absorb from the kli that you're using to kasher the other?
No. You see how much we're concerned about this idea of reabsorbing flavor. One of the ways we solve that, so let's push the case. I take my pot got tray, get this big pot, I put it in, comes out, there's all this hot water in there. Well, that hot water has the flavor of the iser in it. So the solution is you wash it off with cold water. Immediately. So that stops the heat so it can't absorb anymore, plus it washes it off. But in a scenario which I've only done a partial kli, so now I want to go do the second half of the kli, I have this cold water sitting on it. Well, now the cold water acts as a barrier or to cool off the water and prevent it from being mogled the kli properly. See, if I put it in and I make sure it stays until the water starts boiling again, good, you know. But if you just dunk it in and out, you're going to have you're not necessarily going to have that guarantee that cold water heated off properly. So even though the water remained boiling, you're not guaranteed that your pot got what it's supposed to get. So the solution is to dry it beforehand. So he says over here at the table, you wash off your table, you want to make sure that you dry it off before your kasher. Or I was once with somebody, he kashered, we do iri on the table, obviously we're not submerging the table, you know, but at worst, kli rishon, it never was in a kli rishon. It absorbed through iri, something hot spilled on it, that's iri kli rishon at worst. So you take it out with iri, right? So you fill up a kettle, and you do iri on the table. We discovered the table. So you want to, Iran he had a table which he wanted to keep open, nice fancy table, you know, it was made out of glass. So he held you the Iran glass, and he did Iran on it. There wasn't enough in the kettle to do the whole table in one shot. So you're going to want to dry off the part of the table that you didn't do yet before you pour on a second time. The same sort of. So we hear you want to make sure that it's totally dry. You don't want the cold water which is there causing the hot water to cool off. You have to make sure that you pour. It should be a direct pouring. It shouldn't be throwing it in the air. You don't want an interruption in the flow. And the kli that you use to pour should be the kli that you cook the water in. There's a mikra kli sheni imagol bleven malupan. Okay, so now I want to kasher my sink. It's more common issue which we have. You want to kasher your sink. You have a stainless steel sink. You want to kasher your sink. So how do you kasher your sink? So you're going to do iri on it. So you do iri. You put a tea kettle up, big tea kettle, and you do iri with the tea kettle. That's fine. You know what? My sink is very big. The tea kettle's not going to get enough water. So I have no problem. I put this big pot of water, and I'll scoop out with another pot. No. Because that second pot is not a kli rishon. So you're kashering from the water taken out. That's like a kli sheni. It functions like a ladle. So he says, so you have to be careful that you're using the kli which the water was cooked in. Not a different kli, because im yishav im kli acher, if you use a different kli to draw the water out of mehkadera from the pot where it's boiling, well, ours to lay in the hagel and doing the iri from that, does that make a kli sheni? That's called a kli sheni im lo imago below evan malubon. Unless you do use an evan malubon, we had this today before, if I would put this hot piece of stone there, that'll reheat the water like it's a kli rishon, or at least like iri. So that'll solve the even though my pouring pot is a kli sheni, but there's an evan malubon, that solves the problem. The other solution is if you leave the pot that you're drawing with, the smaller pot, in the larger pot till it starts boiling again, the water inside of the smaller pot is boiling, so then it's a kli rishon. Okay. You're making sense? That's what I do, Taco, when I kasher my sink. I have this very big pot, and I have a smaller pot. I have a pot, it's, I think, a 20-quart pot. And I have a 1-quart pot, which I use. Each time I put it in, I hold it in until the water starts boiling again. And then, so... Nine mashik samal yobah simen tefton alba mishaburus have cut yudalad, kuf yudalad, b'shem ma'riv. Which the Mariv said, we don't kasher tables even like the iroi, because sometimes you put directly, you can have a hot solid chometz item, and as hot solid is considered like kli rishon mam, is not just like iri. Now that's a machlokes. It's a chumra. But Ari Pesach, we're machmer. So Mishnah Berurah brings before that there are people which are machmer, you can't kasher the table. So the solution is you just cover the table. There's no be'en, so it's not, there's not a problem by Yerubi Motze, but there's a problem of, you don't want to eat with the table being open, because you might absorb something out of the, there'd be an absorption issues. Okay. Gimel, lo yaniya kelem harbe, sif gimel, lo yaniya kelem harbe besecha klibi agilem yachad, im noigim zebezat. We don't want you to do many kelem at the same time, if they're going to touch, because they're afraid that where they touch, the boiling will not be, the water is not going around them and capturing them. Chaf Aleph, Mishabur Chaf Aleph, the Sechakli, Hanas Salman, look at Svachim. So you're going to use some type of like a basket to lower these items into your big boiling pot. Salman, look at a basket, which has holes in it. A swacha, which is swacha, actually something like a cloth, a piece of cloth. Shibutar kli, shena manuka lo yagol fil kli echad. If the kli which you're using to hold it, so I have this expensive item, I'm afraid to drop it into my hagolah kli. So I make my hagolah kli, and then I take the expensive item, put it inside of a different kli, and then lower it down. That's not. That's a no-no. If that kli which you're using as the holder doesn't have openings and the water is not flowing through it, since tam you're not kasher. Even one kli, I feel like a shutzaf vein on the gei b'shulah. Even if you're not putting all the way, if the item inside of the kli is not touching the bottom of the kli, so it's surrounded in water. Again, but we have a problem. That's like a ladle. That's like a klisheni. Elim Kane, the only solution would be Masha Isom Besercha Yorah Achamai Malamasicha Baklishu Rotzel Hagel. Teretz is that if I leave it there long enough that it starts boiling inside of the container, the holder kli, so good, so the holder kli is now as a kli rishon. So I'm kashering a kli rishon, but you have to stay in that long.
What is suffering?
It's floating. So the problem isn't because there's blockage. The kli is touching the bottom of the holder. Thereby, there's no water getting there, even if it's floating. But that water is not magil water. Because where they're touching, the boiling water is not going. Now, Abba Gav the Linyan Tefila Ein Chaytisin the Nirusicha Shani. There's a law about tefillas kelim that you can put two kelim into the mikvah at the same time. The only exception by that is if the inner kli is very heavy and it will press down against the outer kli very strongly because of the weight, then you can't tovel both at the same time. But if the inner kli is a light kli, so we're not worried about the water not getting in. The water will go beneath the top kli and be tovel the bottom kli.
Like
a chatzitza. It acts as a blockage. So by tefillah it's not a chatzitza. But over here, the gabi kashing, in regards to boiling, it is considered a chatzitza. We're saying that it's not going to let the process of kashering, right, the boiling hot water is getting to that place and pulling out the flavor, that's not going to happen.
Your hair,
country for war. Okay. Dalit imago b'tzvos. If you're using a tongs to hold the kli in the hagolah pot, so you got kli, you have to move the kli. You have to move the tzvos, the tongs, into a different spot in the kli, dimlekein b'makom mitzvas l'solak dikula demaya. Otherwise, the boiling water will not reach the place where the tongs is, because the tongs will be blocking. Chav gimel, yigalgal kli. But to learn, what does it mean? You rotate the kli. Sheiftach as a tzvas b'secher reishim. You release the tzvas, the tongs, open them, while the water is inside the hot water. Then as it moves, you catch the kli in a different spot. Thereby, so that spot already been kasher. And the spot where the tongue was originally is being kashered now. And since we said before, you can kasher a kli in two parts. So even though you're kashering the majority of the kli the first time, except for where the tongues are, the second time you're just kashering the mokum of the tongues, that's okay. But it would be a better idea not to use the tongs, but to use, like I said before, a basket which has openings so the water will flow through, or in a swachin is like a netting. Okay. When you kasher, it has to be. You have to kasher in water which is heated on the fire, and the hot springs of Tiberia are dealt with not as toldos or being heated by fire. And they shein on toldos or we do not deal with them is that they are considered heated by fire. Since it went in through a derivative of fire, something which is created, the heat was generated by fire into the liquid, into the pot, etc., wherever it is, wherever the steps are, but it started with fire. You have to kosher it with something which is generated by fire. If the only thing you ever used this kli for was hot spring water, said Magilo Ben, you can kasher it in hot spring water because we do not use any other liquid other than water for kashering. But the more is mashma that the Gemara that you could kasher that b'di'evad. Any liquid would function as hagola. Now, imagol harbe kelim b'yoro achem rab plitas hakelim nasu amaim titzir and lahagol oid boisin amaim. Once the liquids, the water starts getting thicker due to the absorption of flavor from the pots, so you can't use that water anymore for kasher. Now, let's say it absorbed through Chamei Tiberia, so you say you can kasher it in Mei Tiberia. Oh, b'Chamei Ur. Chamei Ur is considered a higher level of Hagola, so therefore, something was absorbed through Chamei Tiberia, you could kasher through Chamei Ur. It's an interesting question what the Moshe Disha brings with regards to water which is heated by electric that wasn't fire in the classic sense. Is that considered Chamei Ur? So the reason why we're makel on that is because based on the Rambam, etc., when the metal gets to a point that it's glowing, that's considered fire in halacha. So the heat, it's getting a heat through something which halacha is considered like fire. So that's not a problem. Microwave water, but you heat water in a microwave, and you want to use that to kasher something which is heated normally. So now you have a problem over here. Can you use them or not? So Rabbi Asher held that was a problem. That's a different type of heating. It's not like Chami Hor. Rabbi Moshe held it was okay. Then Tivan Lahafleta said Blua. Other liquids do not have the same property that water has to pull out the flavors. Mir B'diyevet, we say if you do kasha in other liquids, it works. Mishum, the Yesh Cholkim, Kama Mashkin, Mafleetin, Kama B'mayim, that other liquids do have the power to kasha, just like water does. Samchin Allah, Linyan B'diyevet. So in the case of B'diyevet, we rely on those other opinions. He says in the Shartzian, that is it's a Rashba. And it says the Ramos relying on this Rashba. Kazo Paiskim the Huadin Maim Hamurabin Be'efer, Shakuran Luig. Masharagam Servam Shemartichan Hakliayade Shmurayan Ivainstein Murabimaim, and Lahaga Behem Lachila Rak Remaim Levad. Even if I have soap in it, Afer was ash, which was used to make loig, which is like a soap. Or the metal workers, the tzarfim was the silversmiths, or goldsmiths, that they boil up in the kli with shmurayayin, or Weinstein.
What's Weinstein?
Weinstein is if you ever have a percolator, and the scale, it's called scale. If you the water, you boil your water in there for a while, it starts developing on the inside of the percolator. Minerals build up on the inside of the percolator from which have boiled out of the water. That's called Weinstein. Okay. It's Yiddish, yeah.
Sounds like Yiddish.
It is Yiddish. So it's referring to, it comes up, vine is wine. So it's the type of stuff which minerals which build up on the sides of the wine containers. It's I think it's called tartar. Cream of tartar is actually made from wine. So they have a sharpness to them, and you can theoretically use them for cleaning purposes. So you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't. The water has to be just water. Water which has these other things, has soaps and these type of other things in them, that our problem is we know that a gullah works with water. We don't know how gullah works with anything else, so we shouldn't put anything else in. But yeah, but we hold it kosher. These type of items would be kosher. We spoke about the idea that in cases of necessity, you can chaskila be pegging the water. If you have another option, so why should we rely on the b'di'evit? Kasher a second time. If it's ready Pesach, then Hagola is no longer a valid option because you can't do a Gola during Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed because it doesn't work. Chol HaMoed Pesach works Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So then you can rely on this. But if you still have another option of redoing it, why should you rely on it? Okay. Ein lahagel oid, once the water starts getting thicker from all of the flavors that it's absorbing, the shuv ein karech ba'en lahafle lo balua, v'afshad afil lo b'di'evel lo mahani gol. So once it has that thickness to it, it doesn't have the karech of a gol anymore. Even b'di'evel could be, it's no good. B'shan amayim, you don't use that water anymore. Afil lo higo ba'en kelem shem yoyman adin kein. Even though the flavor itself isn't the problem, because the flavor was a kelem from an apen yoyman. So, if the flavor is B'nai Yarmin flavor, so we have a bigger problem. The flavor of B'nai Yarmin is going into your kli. No, it's any B'nai Yarmin flavor, so that's not the problem. The problem is it's not water. It's losing, it loses the property of water that it has the power to do with the gol. Vav. Kli gadol she'en yochol lachnisa l'sech kli acher machmas gadol. You have a very large kli, which you don't have a kli which can hold it or stick it into. So what's the solution? Remember, Hagolah works all the way through the walls of the kli. It's the same way absorption goes all the way through. So what's the problem? Much as your magal inside the kli goes all the way through the wall, the problem is the top. Right? But you can't put the water all the way to the top because it'll boil out, etc. You need the top, you need the rim. That's our problem. So the solution is Isis Safa Lafiv. You make like a rim around the top of the kli, bitit in some type of a clay. Kadeshis Malay Hatev, this way I feel comfortable filling up the pot all the way because it won't spill over because there's an extension of the kli all around. There's this tit, there's mud, this clayish mud, or muddy clay, whatever it is, which will hold the water even if it goes higher. The water will therefore be able to get to the edge, but you want that it shouldn't cover the edge. So if this is your kli, here's the rim of the kli, right? You don't attach it all the way on top because that'll block the water, which is boiling, to touch the top. So you wouldn't put it here. You'd put it on the outside and then go up around. So even if it falls over, it's going to go over the edge of the rim of the kli. Or the other solution is fill up the water as hot water and then drop in a yikach evan resach, as a boiling hot stone, a lapid esh, or a torch. A torch will probably go out, but before it goes out, it's going to boil all that water. Throw it into the water. Better said, while the water is boiling, it'll cause the water to boil even more, and it'll boil over. So you increase the heat to the point that it boils over all of the sides of the kli, which is what you want to happen. So any place on the rim where there might have been absorption will now be considered mugol. Okay. Lapid is a torch. Okay. Zok di Mishabura Chavtes Kli Gadol. So you, if you have a large kli, you have a problem. Pirush Rutzalach, so you want to kasha this big kli. Cheshem Yesh Al Swasay Belias Chametz. Maybe by the rim on top, there's a place where Chametz was absorbed. But Malkam Shena Mayim Olam Hashem, where now the water which you boil, they will not reach it. Chedem Yara Acher Shechshiru Boy Kalim. We said before, you kasha the kli, the big pot that you use for kashering, you need the kasher also afterwards. So how do you do that? By definition, it's the biggest kli you have there, right? So how do you kasher it? Get a bigger kli. Well, how do you kasher that, right? Rosh Hashanah says, if you want to use that kli for Pesach, Sarach Lasses by Sofa, you have to either do this, make a rim, or you have an or use the hot stone. But tchila kadam shemachshor, kelim amachshor, yara tchila min isser shabay Sarach Lasses by Sofa. If that which you said before, you want it before you're kashering in there, you're not kashering on the rim, you're kashering lower down. So the rim is not relevant to you. So you said you're supposed to kasher the kli before you start using it, good, but you'll kasher it lower down. But if you want to use it on Pesach already, then you have to kasher it all the way up on top. Let's hold it right by Sukkot Muhammad.